Okay, Chevra, here we go. Parshas Yisro. It continued Refuah Shleima for Shendol Devora Bas Chayechana B'Siluch Sharchol Yisrael. And of course, we continue to learn as a Zchus for the Chayalim and the hostages and the Cholim and Eretz Yisrael. And we should hear B'Suros Tobos and Yeshuos so soon. Okay, so let's begin with Parshas Yisro. And we're not going to get too far into the Parsha. There's a pasuk at the beginning of this week's parsha with a pretty well-known Rashi. But Yishma Yisro Kohen Minyan Chosin Moshe. So Yisro is Moshe's, in Yiddish we would say his shver, his father-in-law. Okay, he was like the prince, the Kohen Minyan. But Yishma Yisro heard Is Kol Asher Asa Elokim LaMoshe VeYisrael Amo Ki Hotzi Hashem Es Yisrael MiMitzrayim. So Yisro heard everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people, for Moshe and the Jewish people. When he took his out of time. What did Yisro hear? You guys know this Rashi? What did Yisro hear? Zev, what do you got for me? Oh, Zokt Rashi. They heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Muhammad HaMalek. And when he heard about these amazing miracles, so what happened? He says, I need to check this out for myself. Let me see what's going on with the Yidden. And let me see if it's something I should get involved in. But a question that many people ask is, why was it only Yisro that came? Right, we say in Az Yashir, Shamu Ha'amim Yirgazim. Shamu Ha'amim Yirgazim, that all the nations heard. Everybody trembled. Everyone heard what was going on by Yamsuf. And taking it a step further, it says, V'yifku Ha'mayim, and Rashi says, is like a famous Rashi in the time of your kids. Was it just the water by the Yamsuf that split? All the waters in the Gansa Veld split. So really, everybody experienced the Ashtikul Kriyas Yamsuf to some degree. So it's not just people heard, but really you can say that everybody knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea. And Pashas, they heard about these other miracles that were happening in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the economic power. Everybody in Mitzrayim was like the capital of the world. So everybody must have heard about all the Nisim just like Yisro. It wasn't just Yisro. So what was it that Dafka inspired Yisro to convert? Why was he the only one to do it? That's question number one. Question number two, Rashi tells us at the beginning of this parsha that Yisro had multiple names. Anybody know any of the names?
Yisro.
Good. Good. Reuel is another one. Rashi says, Yeser, Yisro, Chovav, Chever, Putiel, Kini or Kani. I think it's Kani. Now, again, one of these names is Yeser. Yeser sounds pretty similar to
Yisro.
Very good, Gabe. So what happened? Rashi says that they added a vav to his name because an extra, there was a parsha in the Torah that was added because of him or through him. Yeser al shem she yitir parsha achas b'torah v'ata techazeh. So Yisro became Yisro from Yeser, and they added the vav. Question is, why dafka a vav? We know there are different people throughout the parsha who got letters added to their names.
True.
Example?
Moshe.
A letter added to his name.
Like a singular letter.
Avram too. Avraham, very good. Right, you know, Sarai to Yehoshua had the Yud, right? People. So what's the Vav? If you're picking any letter in the alphabet, why Dafka a Vav? Why a Vav? And the last one is this. Rav Mordechai Druk, Yisrael Meir Druk's father, in his Sefer the Darash Mordechai, notes an interesting Zohar. I don't learn too much Zohar, but he quotes a Zohar that says the letter Vav is called the Os Emes. It's the letter of truth. What's Pshat? What does that mean? So, I don't know when the last time you learned Sefer Yehoshua was. Maybe way back in middle school. We're not going to ask you. We're not going to test you here. Don't worry. But he sent spies to Yericho to check it out. And they went to the house of Rachav Hazona, who ended up helping them out. She hid them. But she asked for something in return. And she asked them, the Jewish people come to Canaan to conquer Eretz Yisrael, that they leave her and her family alone. They spare her. And the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the name, basically, I did a kindness for you. He said, do for me a kindness, and give me an Os Emes. Give me an Os Emes. And the Zohar says that's the Vav. Vav is Os Emes. So what is going on? And maybe, and this is what I was talking about right before we started recording, but we see the letter Vav being an Os Emes in another context. In Perek Lamed Dalid in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Dalid, it's a maybe a kapitel we're a little bit more familiar with. Hopefully we say it Pesuk de Zimra Shabbos morning. Ledav b'shanah so estamo lifnei Avi Melech, vayigar sheyu, right? And it's written in an acrostic. Meaning what? Aleph Beis Gimel. Re goes through the Aleph Beis. But there's a letter missing. What's that letter? So hold on, let's take a step back. Where is this kapitel coming from? So when David Melech was brought before Avimelech, he faked being an insane person. He was a meshuga. So he was caught by the soldiers of Gat, or Gast, and he was brought before the king, and he acted like a crazy person, so that the king would basically say, get out of here, this can't be David, David HaMelech, the great David. He's a crazy person, and just let this guy go. So this entire kapitel, Lamed Daled, is really David HaMelech writing. But what's interesting to note is there's one letter missing in the kapitel. It goes like this. Avarchas Hashem b'chol eis, tamit yilasa b'fi, b'Hashem tisal nafshi, gadu l'Hashem iti, derashi es Hashem, he beat away love v'naharu, and then it says, ze ani kara, meaning it skips the letter Vav completely in that kapitel. What's going on? So the Vav is the Vav, it's the Os Emes, says the Zohar. And because the kapitel is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is David HaMelech tricking Avi Melech by pretending to be a crazy person, so you can't have that letter Vav there. You can't have the letter Vav in there. So what's with the letter Vav being an Os Emes? So we have three questions. Ready? Let's review for you. Number one, why did only Yisro show up? Number two, why is the letter Vav added to Yisro's name? Why dafka the letter Vav? And we see Chazal, it seems to be, the Zohar says Vav is the letter of Emes, the letter of truth. What's that about? Three questions. So Rav Jeruk says something awesome. He notes that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Jewish people the Torah, so something happened. It was a moment that was unlike any other in the entire history of the world. The world stopped. There wasn't a peep heard in the world. No birds chirped, no dogs barked, nothing. The world was silent. Something amazing was happening. And the Gemara in Masechet Zvachim says that people were like, what is going on? What's happening right now? And they all ran to Bilam HaRasha. And they said, what's happening? Is it another flood? Is there going to be another flood? And he says, no. Based on a Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Lamabel Yashav, he says, it can't be. Hashem promised that there would not be another flood. We know there wasn't going to be another. Huh?
No more floods.
So they said, well, maybe he's going to destroy us with a fire or something like that. And again, he says, no. Hashem said he's not going to destroy civilization ever again. So he said, they said to him, the Umos Olam said, so what is it? What taka is this craziness that the world just stopped? And he says, God, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is about to give his greatest treasure that he's kept safe for generations, generations, generations. He's about to give it to the Jewish people. That's what's happening. Hashem owes la'amo yitin. He was giving over his strength, his Torah, to the Jewish people. And you know what everyone said? Oh. Okay. That's Peseder. Gizem the hate. That's great. Let Hashem give the Jewish people the Torah and we'll just leave them alone. And we'll be fine. They'll be fine. Live and let live. And as long as it's the, you know.
It's an underreaction.
It's an underreaction. Yeah. As long as it's not going to affect us, we're going to just go on our merry way. And we're going to be fine. That's the difference right there between Yisro and the Umos Olam. Yisro and everybody else who heard what was going on. They saw things happening. They experienced certain things. But as long as these events, which were insanely miraculous, as long as these things had no shaykhs to them, it didn't affect them in a very... Yeah, they were going to say, okay, it's none of my business. It doesn't matter to me. So then it doesn't make a difference. Yisro's koach was in his ability to connect the dots. Rav Yerucham, the Mashgiach of the Mir, says that he had a koach of bikoras. He was always searching, koach of bikoras. He was always being mevaker. He was always investigating, trying to figure out things. Yisro was connecting the dots. He saw something happen. Yamsuf, Mechamas HaMolek, he said, there's something bigger happening here. I have to think, the Vav we know means and, the Vav HaChibor. I'm sure if you've learned, maybe not, in your classes, in your Ivrit classes, the Vav HaChibor connects things together. Yisro was a person who was putting things together. And I'm not going to look at things as isolated events in the history of the world, but rather I'm going to try to understand that there's something much bigger, much more significant going on. And maybe that's also alluded to in that very first pasuk, what do we say? Vayishma Yisro. What did we say though? Vayishma Yisro. Kohen Midyan Chosin Moshe. Ready for this, Gabe? Is kol asher asa Elokim leMoshe Yisrael amo. He saw everything. Meaning it wasn't just, oh, I saw one maisa, one cool thing, and I'm going to poo-poo it and go fight with my life. And sometimes that's our problem. Sometimes we look at events, we look at crazy things, and we say, oh, it's just an isolated event. That was cool, Hashem did something, or I experienced something that was crazy, or, you know, maybe it was in the snow and my car spun out, and I stopped right in front of a tree. But it's like, okay, thank God, I'm okay. And we just go weiter. Sometimes when something happens, no matter how amazing it is, we begin to rationalize it and just say it was just one, again, like it is, an isolated event, mutually exclusive to everything else going on in our lives. And we compartmentalize and put it in this basket and say it's not God. But when you look at the whole picture, when you look at everything going on, all the different miracles, it's impossible to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've said this before, I've said it in class. Oren Damsky, someone we all know here. So he told me he had a buddy who was in his third year of medical school and converted. It was a non-Jewish guy, but he was in his third year of medical school learning all about biology and the human body and everything. How could it be that there's not a God? And he ended up looking, and he converted mamish because he was beginning to see the whole picture. So we find all these amazing miracles, whether it's in nature, whether we experience Hashgacha Pratis, we think back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, all these things. Yisro heard it, and he didn't just hear one thing. It wasn't just it. He heard it all. He's kol asher asa Elokim. And that impacted him. You know, the Chavis Chaim used to say, we say in Ashrei, Shomer Hashem es kol avav, v'is kol arishim yashmid. Let's think about that pasuk for a second. Shomer Hashem es kol ohavav. What does that mean? Hashem protects who He loves. V'is kol harishoim yashmid. Shmad means to destroy. Split in the pasuk. You with me? The Chavis Chaim says like this. Let's say a person only heard the second half of the pasuk. He didn't hear the first word. Es kol ohavav, v'is kol harishoim yashmid. All the people he loves and all the people, all the evil people, he's going to destroy. The listener is not going to understand it. And what about if you only hear the beginning part? Shomer Hashem es kol ohavav v'eis kol harishon. But you don't hear the end of it. You don't hear the yashmid. So Hashem is going to protect all who love him. And he's going to protect the wicked ones also. Again, it doesn't seem to make sense. You only make sense of that pasuk if you hear the entire pasuk. Shomer Hashem es kol ohavav kama v'eis kol harishon yashmid. You can only understand it if you see the complete picture. I feel like you're, maybe not your tati, but maybe the uncle has been the gabbai a little bit in shul. I know he's the president, right? Yeah. But you know this. The Chofetz Chaim gave an awesome, I've heard this mashal from Shai Schechter multiple times, and I saw it again this week in writing. You know, imagine you go to the gabbai in shul, and you see there are multiple kohanim, and they're levim, and they're, you know, all the different baal batim in shul, and the gabbai is giving aliyos to random people. Like, why that coin? That dude, like, he's not here so often, and this levi, what about the two other levim? They do more for the shul, and why is that guy? He never gets an aliyah. What's, like, all of a sudden he's getting an aliyah? There's a Talmud Chacham in the shul, the Rav, whatever. Why don't you... And he goes to the gabbai, and he says, what's going on here? And the gabbai says, you don't understand. This guy has a yard site, and this guy sponsoring Kiddush, and this guy's making a bar mitzvah, and this guy's doing, you know, and this guy got the aliyah last week, and that levi got the aliyah last week, and this guy, you know, had yard site the other week, so he's not getting aliyah this week. If you only come to shul one time, you won't understand what's going on. And you won't understand why the gabbai is doing what it is that he's doing. But if you're in shul for weeks and weeks and weeks and you see how the gabbai conducts the shul, so you begin to understand that it makes sense. You know, the order that he's, you know, the way in which he's conducting the shul, it all makes sense. But you have to see that bigger picture. Maybe this is why Vav is also the letter of Emes. If one, like we said, like Rav Yerucham said, that Yisro had the koach of Bikores to go and search and to find. So Vav, the letter of Emes, means you have to go and connect the dots. And if you don't connect the dots in life, then you're not going to know what's Emes. The way to find out what Emes is by not looking at incidents in an isolated event, but to see that what? To see that there's a pattern and things begin to make sense and they begin to create this beautiful picture and tapestry. And you can begin to see Yad Hashem. Rabbi Fran has an awesome ha'ara. He says the end of the Megillah. We're not so far away from Purim Chevra. Rosh Chodesh is next Friday. At the end of the Megillah says that Achashverosh put a tax on everybody again. But in that instance, at the very end of the Megillah, Achashverosh is spelled without a vav. It's missing a vav. At the very end, between the Reish and the Shin, there's no vav. What's the vart? Awesome, awesome ha'ara by Rabbi Friend. One would think that after the entire Megillah, everything that happened, Achashverosh would wake up And you say, oh my gosh, it's Yad Hashem. But he doesn't do that. He just goes back to levying a tax. Great, more money, things can happen, the world can be turned upside down, but let me go back to my normal way of living. Business as usual. That was Ahasuerus, and that was the Umos HaOlam. Matan Torah, the world stops, and you say, okay, it happened, but it didn't happen to me, live and live, live. I'm going to go weiter. They say over a Maisa from Rav Gifter, when he was traveling from America to Telz, Lithuania, to go to yeshiva as a kid, as a teenager, he went by boat, and he wasn't traveling, you know, first class or economy plus or anything like that. It was worse than, basic economy on United. It was mom, she was on the bottom deck. And one of the nights of the trip, he hears there was this big dance on the top of the boat. Everyone's having a good time, dancing and drinking and whatever it is. And all of a sudden, the boat hit a massive storm. Crazy, crazy, you know, weather. And this wasn't so long after the Titanic, and people were afraid. They were scared. They thought they were going to die. But suddenly, the storm passed. And Rav Gifter, the younger Rav Mordechai Gifter, noted that everyone just went back to dancing. And this had a tremendous hashpa on Rav Gifter. One's life can flash in front of their eyes. I'm going to drown, I'm going to die. And then a moment later, once the danger passes, you're saved. What do people do? They just go back to dancing. They just go back to living their life. That's a rerun of what happened with the Umos HaOlam, asking Bilam, what's going on? Is it a flood? Is it a fire? Is the world coming to an end? No, no, no. The Yidden are just getting the Torah. Klal Yisrael is getting the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Sinai. Oh, okay, B'seder, Shoin. I'll go weiter with my life. This is what made Yisrael different. He heard something and he connected the dots and he put it all together. This is what separates thinking people from everybody else. I saw from Rav Meilich Biederman, his I don't know how to say it in Yiddish. There are people who hear things, and there are people who understand things. By Yishma Yisro, he heard it, but he thought about it, he contemplated it, and then he internalized it. He says, there has to be a bigger picture here. When things happen in our lives, we have to pause, Chevra. We have to pause and think, what is going on? We have to begin to connect the dots. We have to take that Vav HaChibor. We have to think about what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to tell us. With everything going on in Eretz Yisrael, we need a pause. There's so many things that we're seeing on WhatsApp. There's so many things that you guys are seeing on Instagram. There's so many things that we're reading in the news. We have to be able to pause for a little bit and say, what is going on in my life? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to tell me? What do I need to do? How can I raise my level of Avodas Hashem a little bit more? And the more we think like that, the more we'll begin to connect the dots, and more hopefully we'll be able to see and understand what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and we'll continue to raise our level of play as Ovdei Hashem.